ओम शांति। बाबा हैज गिवन अस थ्री इंपॉर्टेंट मंत्रस टू प्रैक्टिस। विच आर द थ्री मेन मंत्रस? One is man mana bhav, right? Ji? Madhya ji bhav. And the third one? Ji, Om Shanti. Yeah, this is also mantra. This is the fourth mantra. The third mantra is Ham So So Ham. By practicing Om Shanti, easy to practice Man Mana Bhav, to experience Man Mana Bhav. And when there is the deep experience of Manmana Bhav, it's a natural experience of Madhyaji Bhav. And when there is, means my inheritance, Madhyaji Bhav means the inheritance, become aware of the kingdom that you receive from the Father as your inheritance. The kingdom of purity, peace, prosperity, health, wealth, happiness. That is Madhyaji Bhav, the aim and object of life. But to achieve that, when this deep intoxication is there, faith is there, intoxication and faith. But faith and intoxication comes when there's experience of our own divinity, our own spirituality, our own purity, royalty and dignity. That is Madhyaji Bhav. Spirituality, purity, royalty, divinity and dignity. Ham so, so hum means experiencing the whole cycle. Ham so, I was. I was a divine being. I was a deity, a sun dynasty soul. And then how gradually as I come down the cycle, I go through different stages. I play different parts. How I from become worthy to be worshipped, a worshipper. From bestower to a beggar. And now, once again I realize I am a soul and I am child of God. I become a deity again. So if the drama means what it was, how it, this kingdom was received, how did we lose it, and what is the method to gain it again. That is, it means the knowledge of the creation, the beginning, middle and the end of the creation. What are we studying in this school, in the spiritual university? Some say, I study in a Laukic school, I study history, geography, philosophy, science. What are we studying? Baba is giving us the knowledge of the beginning, middle and the end of the drama. And to study means to understand, to practice, to experience. But why it is called drama? Why it is not called just only study, knowledge? So the topic this evening is to understand drama accurately, to understand the significance of the drama. So when I understand, then I can act properly. So what is the difference between drama and the knowledge of the drama? Baba is giving us the knowledge of the drama. Which is, you can call it, he is telling us the story of true Narayan. Satya Narayan, which is Madhya Jibav. How to become Baba the Truth is telling me the true story of my own self. From ordinary man, how we become Narayan. From Iron Age, how we become Golden Age deity. When we understand the story, our third eye is opened. He's telling me the story of opening of the third eye. And he's telling us all the story of immortality. But this story of true Narayan, Satya Narayan, story of immortality, or the story of the opening of the third eye, this is not called drama. It's called story. So what is the difference between the story and drama? When you enact the story, story is the story, the fact, the history and geography. Many times all this drama that we see, the theater that we play, it is based on a story. And you read a story in the book, you do not say that I have seen the drama. When story is enacted, actors play the part that is enacted on the stage, then it is called drama. So we make drama. Baba tells us a story. Baba is the director, we are actors. We act the drama. On the basis, the foundation is, as much I have understood the knowledge, I have understood the story, and I understand the significance, meaning, and accordingly, my expression would be, when it is time to laugh, we laugh. When it is time to play, we play. When it is time to cry, we cry. When it is time to fight, we fight. It's called drama. If you just read it, you don't say you are playing the drama, you are reading the story. So drama is one part, one side of the knowledge, and then action is the other part of the knowledge. If this piece of paper, I can tear it in this way, two sides, but then if I want to, I cannot make into two plies. It means it's two ply. If it's one ply, I cannot make into two. Yes, but I can make it like this. But from here, I cannot make into two. One side is drama, action. Other side is the knowledge. So drama and karma are equally important. Like if you have a currency note, a dollar of $100, means a note of $100 or £50, it is valued only when both sides are real. If one side is fake, it has no value. So we can enjoy the drama only when I understand the both aspects of the story. The theory, the fact, facts and act together. So Baba says many times, I tell you the facts and figures of this unlimited play, the knowledge of the creation. So the Creator is giving me the knowledge of the creation, and we act, it becomes a drama. Now how much I enjoy the drama, this is what it is. According to my own deep feeling, first understanding, then how I feel it, I experience it, I express it, and then this expression, this act, entertain others. And then because it is so entertaining, see, once more, once more, once more, only then it is repetition. So certainly if it is repeating, we would have played a wonderful part. Otherwise you would not repeat. Why it is repeating again and again? So some people say, I like the knowledge of the soul, right? I do like Baba. I love Baba very much. But I do not like drama. So I like the soul consciousness, I like Baba, and if I do not like drama, I would not be here. The importance of my life is that I do like drama, but I have forgotten how to play it. Or, I have not forgotten, I have not followed the directions of the director. This is where we make ours, instead of enjoying the drama, instead of entertaining, we make it feel ourselves in the drama. It's a miserable. We make ourselves feel uncomfortable because I mix the dictates of my own mind. And this is why it's very important to understand, Baba says, follow Shrimad, means elevated directions. Elevated directions of God. Shrimad is elevated directions. When I follow the dictates of my own mind, or I begin to follow the dictates of others, I create confusion in drama. And that is also then becomes a drama. Our act. So when I understand the aspect of the action, neutral action, elevated action, pure actions, powerful actions, and impure actions, I understand now what, how to reform again, how to perform good actions again. So whatever has happened, has happened. Then we say what has happened is called drama. Some people do not understand the drama. They, before it has any scene is open, they call it, if it is in drama, I will make effort. If it is in drama, it will happen. And Baba says, nothing happens without effort. Drama and actions are together. Baba gives most of the time example, a glass of water will not go in your mouth if you are thirsty, if you want to drink water. You don't say, if it is in drama, I'll drink. I can hold all the time, it is in drama. No, I have to drink. Then my desire is fulfilled. I'm happy. Desire is fulfilled. I have reached my aim. I'm happy. So I begin to enjoy the drama by acting the right way, in the right consciousness, with the right motive, with the right attitude. And so this is why Baba wants to give me the clear understanding again. Drama is drama, a very powerful tool for us to remain unshakable. I always see drama as the very beautiful, it's a stage where I play a role, but it is also the relationship with drama. Is drama is our strong mother. Brahma mother gives us the birth. Shiv Baba, the supreme mother, the bright mother, the mother light. Brahma Baba, the great mother, Mama, the mother who sustains us, the world mother, and drama, the powerful mother who massages us, makes our bones strong. It's drama mother who makes us how to do exercise and make your muscles work. And when there is a massage is given, wherever the blockages are, it's painful when the massage is given. But once the massage is gone properly, circulation is okay, body is healthy. So So when we play the drama in the right way, we are healthy and happy. And if we do not understand and play in the right way, instead of wah, wah, we say why, why. Why, why? Because of not understanding the drama, we say why, how, what, where, this what comes. Question marks come. And when we play and see the drama as a detached observer, we say, wow, wonderful. Otherwise, hi, how, oh, it's miserable instead of wonderful, instead of joyful. Drama supports us to recognize, it makes us strong, makes us healthy, strong, unshakable, when we learn to play an active actor and watch the drama as a detached observer. Play the drama because we are actors as well as observers. We are watching it. Part of the ones who is just seeing the game, but at the same time playing it. So active actor, detached observers. We play the drama accurately with the understanding that every scene in this drama, every act of the drama, every actor of this unlimited play has significance, is very, very important. It's part of the puzzle. Even one act, a little bit is missing, will create confusion. So we need to see the whole drama. Drama is a very powerful remedy. It's mother as well as it's the medicine to make us healthy. Method to cure our sickness. We remain because we have become sick. And deeply right understanding of the drama cures us from two severe sicknesses. The whole world is suffering. The whole world is suffering through two sicknesses, two types of sicknesses. Which are these two sicknesses? Two diseases? Body consciousness. Okay. Ignorance. I and my at fear. Yeah, part of that is clear. One is depression. One type or another type of depression is there. Inferiority complex. All are actors of this drama. Because this world is a stage and we are actors. But there's not that self-respect of playing the role that I have to play, or I'm playing. Inferiority complex and superiority complex. These two diseases. When inferiority complex, that is lack of self-respect is there in the playing act, gradually instead of this divinity, purity, spirituality, dignity, degree is decreasing and you reach depression. Or the other side of that is ego, superiority complex. No one is better than me. And this with ego, the qualities in us, the art of playing part is not the quality. 16 celestial degrees complete, this art, kala, is called art. When ego comes, we misuse, we lose the art of playing the part. Instead of virtue playing the part, vices begin to play the part. Then there's not that sweetness, there's not that patience, there's not acceptance, there's not encouragement for others. All these different types of act which creates, which others do not enjoy when we play that role. It may be very forceful, but Ravana plays wonderful role, but we don't, that part, we don't like that. So ego, then its consciousness is changed and superiority complex comes instead of remembering the Supreme Director, instead of remembering the Supreme Home, instead of becoming aware of our Supreme, Perfect, Purely Divinity's Divine Stage. Mm-hmm. And so this I comes in this way. I and my. So Baba says, why are you have so much ego? I have done this many things. I have done this. I have done this. My idea or I did this. So Baba says, why are you developing this ego in you? You have done this goodness many times. You have acted this part many times. Okay, you are a good cook. You have cooked many times. You're supposed to be good cook, no? You have done something, you have a piece of art, or you are a musician, you have played many times. Supposed to be good. Anything what you have done many times, so what kind of ego there is? It's supposed to be beautiful. Because you have done this act many times, and so something which you have acted many times, rehearsed many times, made it real, it should be perfect. There should be no defect. And one action you perform good, better, or perfect, there is ego, I have done this. So you have done it many times, so it became free from ego. Be humble, be egoless. Virtuous and egoless. So then we are able to actually then practically experience and practice the final mantra of perfection, that Brahma Baba, the last day on the 18th of January, Baba gave the mantra of being bodiless. vice-less, ego-less, incorporeal, vice-less, ego-less. There is intoxication, but there is faith of belonging to Baba and playing a wonderful part, but not ego. There's difference between ego and intoxication. Act that is played with intoxication and act that played with ego. So here it is expression, not only our act is not only acting. It's a real drama, automatic, whatever is in our sanskaras, we express it. It's not an artificial drama, it's our own real role. Where we go wrong, when we begin to copy the part of others and want to be somebody else, we want to play the role of somebody else. So real drama, it is the story of the true Narayan. It is the true story of our own self. So it is not only just written by somebody else. Thoughts of my own, feelings of my own, understanding of myself, what Baba has given me, and then action and making my divine sanskaras through expression. And this is why Baba is giving me the third eye, open the third eye and then play the role. I, the soul, am playing the role through this body. I have taken this body to play the role. And this is wonderful. Now this realization that I, the soul, am very fortunate that in this unlimited play, I am playing the role, the part, to create the new world with God. My role is not ordinary. We are very, very important actors of this drama, hero actors of this drama, because we play the part from the first scene to the last scene, and last scene to the first scene again. Other actors do not come from beginning to end. Hero means the one who is there from the first scene to the last scene. And whole story is focused on him. And so story is focused on me. So truth, my realization of truth. So then when I understand and practice this three last mantra that Baba gave, incorporeal, vice-less and ego-less. Not only I enjoy the drama, others also enjoy, and there's the desire to repeat it again. And those who have not played the full role, they are hesitant to come back. They want to stay behind the curtain. And those who have this three mantra practiced, they play the part and come again from the beginning of the drama. So this, my intoxication, so difference between ego and intoxication. My role is, as a Brahmin, I'm child of God. And my part is special. God Himself comes to teach me. And I follow direct directions given by God. Direct directions are given directly. Every day He is giving me directions. My own birth is unique. Bodiless and Brahmin. My birth itself is a mouth-born progeny. I am not born through the vices. My previous birth, physical body which was given by parents, and that birth name form was born through vices. What a wonderful part that my parents, my mother Brahma or Supreme Mother and the Supreme Father gave me birth through the Supreme Wisdom, the elevated wisdom, and I am born through the lotus lips of Brahma. My birth is pure. This intoxication. When I see my third eyes open to see my own part, my purity, my pure sanskaras will emerge. I cannot say my past sanskaras. No, present birth is Brahmin birth. Elevated actions. Very special role. And I have intoxication of my fortune. Out of billions, millions. Baba is offering the chance to everyone. But it's wonderful, my fortune, that I am selected in this drama to play the role with God. And I have played this part many times. So when I say, I cannot, I have my this nature and that nature. No, Baba says, don't say my old sanskaras. Your old sanskaras are not your, they are Ramana's sanskaras. Your sanskaras are divine sanskaras, godly sanskaras, Brahmin sanskaras, angelic sanskaras. And so you remember this? And play the part again, so you cannot say, I am very weak. I am not so capable. So this inferiority complex, this sickness, disappears. Is cured. Because I am child of the Almighty Authority. So all the inner powers, godly powers are in me. Qualities are in me. So what I had played before will be played again. Self-confidence comes. Self-respect is automatically there. So the third eye is opened and able to see the hidden potential within ourselves. And with that self-respect, you do not compare your act with others. You individual soul plays a unique role. No one can copy you. And no one, you cannot copy anyone. Because you are unique. There are no two same. And so what? It's wrong. I have not understood the drama. That's why I want to be somebody else. Unique is unique. Only one piece. And my role is my role. I can play only when I am a soul, bodiless, incorporeal. I, the soul, have played this role with God and have played many times. So it's intoxication, not ego then. And faith. Not only just intoxication, but there's faith in the intellect. And the third thing is, again, bringing the memories back. I'm so. I was that. I am becoming this again. So the awareness, faith and intoxication. Then you play the drama accurately. Sometimes people say, yeah, I play the role, I like the drama, okay, it's good. But, what is but? What is the point of making the efforts if we have to fall down again? If I have to fall down again, what is all these efforts made and we fall, we lose that? Again, I have not understood the drama. I have not realized drama is again the other side of the part of the currency, of the note or piece of paper. Dramas and law of nature. The laws of nature, which is connected then the laws of karma and drama. So I can understand and accept the laws of nature. And as soon as I connected with drama, I say, what is the point of making effort if we have to fall down again? Okay. I should ask myself, or those who question what is the point of making effort, ask yourself, or them. Do you eat every day? What is the point of eating? Tomorrow you will become hungry again? Why to make effort of cooking and making all this and cleaning the pots and buying all these things? Tomorrow you are going to be hungry? What is the point of sleeping? Oh, I better I don't sleep. Tomorrow I have to get up again. All these efforts are being made. Okay, I make the building. Oh, after 100 years, this building will become old. What is the point of making a new building? Do you think in this way? You know, whatever is new will become old. It's the laws of nature. Law of entropy. So things will change, but you are giving the importance of the time of the achievement. This is why drama is also madhyaji bhav. Baba always giving an intoxication, what you are going to achieve immediately. When is Baba speaking about the drama? He is repeating, golden age is coming again. And we are thinking of iron age is coming again. We think of suffering, either past suffering or immediately, which is very far, we bring it in front of us. Which was past, we make it future. And Baba is actually the real past he is making future. Future has become past, the golden age, and this is again, this past you were, we will become again. So he is reminding us repetition of the golden age is coming again. Happiness is coming again. And we immediately think of sorrow coming again. And this is why people brake. This drama is a powerful brake of the car. If you are driving, it's a powerful brake. It's a powerful shield to protect yourself against the negative attacks of your own thoughts or the act or influences of others or situation and circumstances. But we are so clever. Before starting the car, we use the brake. You have to use the car, brake of the car when there is an accident going to take place. You protect yourself. And here, if it is in drama, so we use the brake beforehand. Where will we reach? So right time using your handbrake or your car or using your brakes. If something has happened and you are not able to stop your thoughts, then you think of knowledge, the drama. One exercise Avyakt Bap Dada had given, in December, he said, when you want to go, what should be your practice when you go in hut? What should be your practice of thoughts when you are in Baba's room? What should be your practice of thoughts in Tower of Peace? And what should be your practice of thoughts in History Hall? Different four stages Baba had said. And that time Baba said, if you want to control your waste thoughts, finish your waste thoughts, go and meditate in History Hall, have the tour of History Hall. What does it mean? Is it that I see the pictures of History Hall and my thoughts are finished, waste thoughts are finished? No. There it is what Baba gave the knowledge. Shiv Baba entered Brahma Baba's body and taught as a teacher how to create positive, pure, powerful thoughts. It's the power of churning. To change the waste thoughts into the best thoughts. Only through knowledge of the drama, what I have learned from the past, what I have realized through my own mistakes, it's a realization. And with knowledge also, when realization is transformation. And so drama is to finish the waste thoughts. So that's why I say, remember, Baba says, remember that you are a soul, put a dot, three dots, drama, dot, Baba, dot. When understanding is clear, there's no questions. When it is misunderstanding, there are many questions, confusions and conflict. Clarity, clear understanding, faith means full stop. So on one side it means intoxication that I am playing the role. It's faith, it is I, the soul, faith in the self, faith in Baba. And also trust and faith in other souls, actors with whom I am playing my part. If I do not have faith in others, and I do not play the part at right time in the right conversation, I am creating confusion for myself as well as for others. So this is the time of emerging my part and playing the role of benevolent being. I am playing part with the benevolent father, and my part is being a benevolent actor. Confluence age is a part of this. This is the most elevated part at this time. The whole drama is based, my future's whole cycle's part I can see only when I recognize my role of the present time. And if present time I'm confused, I don't have faith. I don't follow the directions of the director. I'm not emerging these qualities, I'm bringing in action those qualities that are in the soul. My sanskaras will take me into golden age. My part is based on the actions I perform now. So this realization. Confluence age, the most, this is why Baba says that you are the highest souls in the world because you have recognized God. You have recognized your own role and you have also recognized the role of other souls. So with self-respect and respect of others. With self-respect, automatically I can appreciate the part of others. And with the strength of being a detached observer, then no matter whatever act other souls perform, I can keep this benevolent consciousness. It's a real act, it's not superficial act. This is what the beauty of the drama is. I'm not playing a drama. I use the quality to please others only when I have a selfish motive. Then it is not real drama. Many times, in body consciousness, when act is played, it's only an act. It's not real act. It's not the story of true Narayan. Understand? I am acting with truth, with the true qualities. My expression, so for example, if I am very clever, and with my sweetness or with my cleverness, I make friends. And I have sweetness, I am very light and very easy, and I make friendship with others when I need them. And then, my motive is fulfilled, then I am bossy. Then my good qualities are not good qualities. So act is a nature, is a true Narayan story. It's the truth qualities should be expressed, and this sanskaras we are making it now. With honesty we play the role. With pure attitude we play the part. This role is not only role, it is the question of expression and acting and making the sanskaras for the whole cycle. So then it becomes an immortal quality, the story of immortality. And that's why it is eternal drama. So I had to play the role with these three mantras that Baba had given last day, 18th of January, 1969. Bodiless, vice-less, ego-less. So I play the hero role, many difficult situations will come, and that's the time that my true qualities are expressing themselves, coming in behavior, in action, with that interaction with each other is drama. What is drama? It's not only just in the mind. It's a interaction, actions. So I then value the qualities of others, the role of others and role of myself. The self, Baba, others, and then faith in drama, it means then it's time. So now is the confluence age, is time, and which is that is connected also with matter, with my body as well, because I cannot play the role without the body. So Baba says, I am also in the bondage of drama. Baba says, I want to play the part, if I cannot, I have to play only, I am also in the bondage of drama. So it is again, the laws of nature are also connected. And so then the matter, because it's the soul, in order to communicate with each other, interact with each other, the qualities, Baba's qualities are expressed. Love is expressed when he comes in the corporeal form. So in the soul world, from the soul world, Baba does not give knowledge. The almighty authority is almighty authority. But this might of purifying the world is only when he comes at this time and connected with matter. Baba, the ocean of love we can experience only if he comes on our level, on this physical world. So qualities are also, God also expresses all his qualities, all his powers, according to the drama. He is in the bondage of drama. So drama is played here. The cycle of the, then it means of understanding the cycle of time. Right time, right qualities are expressed. So at this time Baba is making me aware, not only just aware, but training to make it real sanskaras. It is called Smriti and Swarup, means becoming the aware and the embodiment. In the body, embodiment means the qualities are expressed through the body. Embodiment of peace, embodiment of love, embodiment of purity, embodiment of happiness. Being in this body, expressing the qualities, but detached and egoless. And this is what then played the part together as a combined role, Shiv Shakti role, hero actor role. So we are recognizing my part as a hero and understanding my consciousness of diamond. So we are hero and Hira. Diamond, nothing can break us. We understand the value of our own self. Though time is moving fast. Any questions? No? Full stop? Okay. So let us have the meditation on this. There is more depth in it, but I think now when I look at the time, so we should meditate now. Om Shanti.